The Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. There's an old children's song that reminds me of the importance of the Word of God. Jesus loves me, this I know. Maybe you've heard of it. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. If you continue in my word, Jesus said, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Like those who first heard Jesus say this, we may be tempted to pull out the freedom card. That is to say, we may be quick to point out that we've never been slaves to anyone. After all, we live in the land of the free. But are we truly free? How many of us are slaves to our need for control, to our desire for perfectionism in ourselves and in those around us, to other people's expectations of us, or to our desires for success, fame, and fortune? How many of us are slaves to our jobs, to our addictions, or to our creditors? Consider these three examples. Number one, he started working for a Fortune 500 company right after college. He knew he'd have to work hard, that there would be long days and even a lot of late nights. But the money was more than he ever imagined that he would be paid, more than he dreamed possible. One of the first things he did was buy a new Tesla with all the bells and whistles, and then a lavish home with a to-die-for view, and then a second home by a lake, which meant he had to buy a boat, of course, and then an SUV to tow the boat. And the list went on and on and on. Only there was little time to enjoy it. Was he free? Or was he a slave to his job? Number two, she took her first drink before she reached her teenage years, not because she liked the taste, but because of the way it made her feel. Or more precisely, the way it made her not feel. It helped her to forget the childhood trauma she was experiencing. So she drank her way through her teens and young adult years and into early adulthood, trying desperately to numb the pain. But the pain not only persisted, it got worse. She spiraled further and further and further into that black hole of depression and the dark world of substance abuse. And the more she drank, the more she despised herself. Was she free? Or was she a slave to her addiction? Number three. They started out with debt from college. Then an extravagant wedding set them back even further. They both had great jobs, combined a six-figure income. Still, between their student loans, their car payments, their rent, all of their income was being chewed up and leaving them very little of take-home pay or disposable income. It seems that every month they got further and further behind, and so they started using credit cards. And they used those credit cards to meet their monthly expenses. They started charging groceries and gas and all the things that they felt they needed, including food. They accumulated so many points on their credit cards that they were able to cash in those points and take a really great trip. All the while, they continued to rack up more and more debt. Were they free? Or were they slaves to their creditors? These examples, while fictitious, certainly ring true from my experience. We live in a society of fat wallets and empty lives, of people using things or people, other people, to try to fill themselves up, to fill the emptiness inside. Our society is filled with people who are trying to escape their pain through substance abuse. And let's face it, we live in a consumer-driven culture. We're bombarded by messages constantly that entice us, that lure us into accumulating more and more. And some people are so in debt that they don't even know where to begin to try to dig themselves out of it. Whether we're talking about a workaholic who needs to prioritize his life and be reminded of what's most important, or an alcoholic who must admit she is powerless over alcohol and cannot free herself from her addiction, or those with excessive debt who need to seek help putting their financial houses in order, all are slaves. And the truth is, each and every one of us is a slave. Even in this land of the free, or maybe especially in this land of the free, we are all of us, enslaved. And perhaps our greatest sin is in not being able to or willing to admit that we are slaves and that we need a power higher than ourselves to free us. None of us is free. And not only are we not free, but we Christians, we get it right when we confess, as we did this morning, that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We say that again and again and again, but let that sink in. We are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. It's true. In one sense, none of us truly is free. Yet Jesus reminds us, if we continue in his word, we are truly his disciples, and we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Notice Jesus says, the truth will make us free. we will be made free. This is not by our own doing, lest any of us boast, but rather it is by the mercy and grace of God. So here's the good news. God has made us free in a singular event, a singular act of redemption through the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God continues to make us free each and every day that our old Adam and our old Eve are drowned to sin and raised up to new life. And in the fullness of time, rest assured, God will make us truly free by reuniting us with all the beloved in God's eternal realm. For while the cross of Christ is indeed a one-time event, one in which we have already been made free, sin continues to separate us from God and to keep us captive and in bondage and needing to be freed from all that which keeps us from being the persons God created us to be. So, or therefore, let me remind you, continue in my word, Jesus said, and you will be made free. Continue in God's word, brothers and sisters in Christ, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Thanks be to God. Amen.